So we always do what we want to do. So if we don't want to deal with our attachment, we won't. So this is this is me saying this. I'm saying this is the reason why our attachment continues to control us. We've never really resolved our mind single-pointedly into this determination. I will destroy my attachment. So now Geshe-la gives, I would say, unsurpassed logical reason why we need to abandon attachment. He says this. In the sutras, Buddha says, living beings are bound within the prison of samsara by the rope of desirous attachment. Living beings are bound to the prison or in the prison of samsara by the rope of desirous attachment. So all of our suffering is coming because we're in samsara. We're in samsara because, as we'll see in a moment, various things. But all of our sufferings are here because of desirous attachment, uncontrolled desire. Then he says, the reason we experience suffering and problems is that we remain in samsara, okay? If we were not in samsara, if we were in nirvana, same place, but different, completely different experience. If we were in nirvana, experiencing permanent inner peace, permanent freedom from all delusions, there would be no suffering. So because we're in samsara instead, because our mind is polluted by delusions, we are suffering. So we're in samsara, okay? Now, the reason we remain in samsara, the reason we remain in samsara is what? Have you heard this before? Is because we have made no effort to escape. It's no one's fault apart from our own laziness. We've made no effort. We haven't made any effort. Then he says, the reason we remain in samsara, we've made no effort to escape, the reason we have made no effort to escape is we have no wish to escape. Ooh. We've no wish to escape. This is like a slap in the face, doesn't it? We think to ourselves, I'm such a pure Buddhist, I have so many wishes to abandon samsara. But we don't have a wish to escape from samsara. We don't have renunciation. If we did, there'd be no problem. But we don't have this wish. Why not? The reason we have no wish to escape from samsara is because we are so strongly attached to the places, the enjoyments, and the bodies of samsara. Therefore, attachment is the root of all of our suffering and problems. I love this phrase. Please memorize it if you can. It's so clear, isn't it? Our suffering comes because we're in samsara. The reason we're in samsara is because we've made no effort to escape. It's not because we haven't heard of the methods to escape. All of our teachers everywhere in the world teach continuously about how to escape from samsara. So why haven't we escaped yet? Why is it so difficult? The main reason is we've got no wish to escape. We don't really want to. Why don't we want to? What's stopping us? What's blocking us? This poison. We're so attached to the places we live, the enjoyments, and particularly the bodies. You know, these bodies, these these disgusting bodies, we're attached to these things. It's very clear. Very, very clear. So obviously, the method to generate this determination is to contemplate this sequence of thoughts again and again and again. There's nothing else to do. Just contemplate this one paragraph from How to Understand the Mind. Contemplate it again and again and again. Why am I suffering? Because I'm in samsara. I'm in samsara because I've made no effort to get out. I've made no effort to get out because I've no wish to get out. Be honest with ourselves. Be honest, you know, admit it's true. I have no wish to escape because I'm so attached to the places of samsara, enjoyments, and the bodies. Very simple. Nothing complicated. It's not difficult, not big intellectual problem to understand this at all. is it? If you think about it, there's really nothing that's hard to understand about this. We all understand how attached we become to bodies. The body we're most attached to is the one that we're living inside. For some bizarre reason, this pile of rotting, I won't say, but you know, like there's some reason we find this an object of attachment. What is this reason? It's ignorance, isn't it? We don't understand the real nature of this object. Remember, attachment observes a contaminated object and considers it to be a source of happiness, and it wishes for it. So all the time we're wishing to remain in this body, this is a sign that we have uncontrolled desire. I want to stay in this body. Well, why? Why do you want to stay in this body? Because it gives me pleasure, because it's my friend, because it's all these invalid reasons. Anyhow, sorry. Going on too much, but... So anyhow, contemplation is this. Please think deeply about this sequence of clear, dependently related thoughts, you know, and to see why it is you're suffering. And then we'll see. As Geshe-la says, attachment is the root of all of our suffering and problems in a practical way. And then through contemplating this, we make a strong determination. I must abandon attachment. Abandon means give it up. Abandon means get rid of it. Abandon means destroy it. I must do this. So again, as I said, teachers like myself, I can come and, you know, give the explanation and encourage ourselves to do this. But we ourselves have to make the decision. Each one of us has to make this decision. And stop listening to those siren voices which are saying, oh, attachment is the source of all your happiness. Don't give up attachment. We must stop listening to that because it's not true. Attachment is the source of all of our suffering, not our happiness. Happiness comes from virtuous karma, good karma. Happiness comes from receiving the blessings of holy beings. Happiness comes from a peaceful mind. It doesn't come from all these objects of attachment. So anyhow, this is a big job that we must do in our life. We've got to do every day. Contemplate as we're approaching objects of attachment, and we can feel that first few, you know, tingles of special feelings coming with our object of attachment. We must cut that attachment. It doesn't mean we stop being a friend to someone. It doesn't mean we stop enjoying their company. No, it means we stop the attachment. That's all it means. We keep our mind balanced, keep our mind happy and pure. Anyhow, this is the first of the four delusions that I want to encourage us to practice destroying in daily life. It's a daily life practice. It's not something we can put off until the holidays or next year. We have to do it now in daily life, right now. There's only now anyway, this moment.